You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 280. Today we've got a few topics for you, our normal Monday podcast. Golson to the CFL, some Twins committed to Notre Dame, Parker Boudreau scare, and Hunter, Torrey Hunter Jr. signed with a baseball team and is giving up his Notre Dame football career. Maybe that part's not true. But so let's get started with some of the quick stuff. Golson to the CFL. He said in an interview, you know, football is his dream. He wanted to play football, and if the path meant going through the CFL, he'd be willing to do that. And so that is his path. He's signed on the practice squad for, oh, I had it pulled up right here. The page is refreshing. Tiger Cats, I believe is what it was.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so, yeah, I guess we'll keep an eye on it just because it's interesting. Kind of see where that goes for him.
One of the interesting notes on that, the current starting quarterback, which I believe he's injured, is actually a former Brian Kelly player from Cincinnati. So
I didn't know that.
So they're the same coaching background.
All right. Parker Boudreau, there was a tweet sent out from Scott Daly, Notre Dame's long snapper. And do you have it pulled up? Do you have the tweet pulled up, or can you give it pretty much word for word what it said?
Yeah, he tweeted out saying, Boudreau is in the hospital with a serious brain infection and asking for prayers. And a little while later, it was deleted, and he said he didn't have quite all the information. But, yeah, for a moment, when I first saw that, I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then the tweet was deleted. But the fact that Boudreau is actually in the hospital, he is sick. He tweeted out later then, or it was actually an Instagram post, and said he's not feeling good, but he's planning to be in the... He said thanks for your prayers, and he's going to be in the hospital in another couple days. So his dad, Justin, is coming up to see him. But not a good way to start off your Notre Dame career. I mean, he showed up a couple weeks ago. What would it be, 2 weeks ago?
So, yeah.
And already dealing with something like this, I'm sure it's kind of probably a little homesick. If you're laying in the hospital sick, you're probably thinking about home. But prayers to him. Hope he feels better.
Yeah, pray for a speedy recovery and get back healthy and move on with what he wants to do. But yeah, at least it's not nearly as serious as what it at first appeared to be.
Yeah.
We'll get to the twin commits last. So, Torrey Hunter Jr. Signed with a baseball team, and you hear about this all the time. Russell Wilson, you know, signed with a baseball team when he was still in college, and so it happens a lot. I don't know how it works. As far as them being obligated to practice with the team.
I just think they had the option to, which Pat Connaughton did it. Obviously, he's with the basketball team, but he had signed with the Orioles. The interesting thing is, I've always wondered why football players don't do this, just because what Pat Connaughton did, he signed a deal and he went and played. I think he was in a minor league team with the Orioles, and he actually got paid like $400,000. But then he wasn't allowed to play baseball at Notre Dame his senior year. Like, that ended his baseball career.
Okay.
Once he signed and got paid. But I've wondered about this. I'm not sure how it works for football as well, but usually when you sign a contract, you're getting paid, and I'm guessing you won't be allowed to play again next season with Notre Dame baseball team. But he's making money. It's one way to make some cash.
Yeah, if you're a good enough athlete, yeah, just go get signed for a baseball team and keep on.
But some other guys did. Evan Sharpley had signed with the team. I mean, he was the quarterback or backup quarterback. I mean, other players had done it.
Did Golden Tate ever get signed?
I'm not sure if he did before. Baseball is so weird. I don't even want to try to understand all
of it. I don't care enough about it to,
Russell Wilson,
to want to understand it. So
I will say that Russell Wilson, I believe it's the Texas Rangers, are still have the rights to him, are paying that if he would decide to play baseball, he would go to the Rangers, I think. It's dumb. But
well, I'm happy for Torrey, though. If football doesn't work out, well, at least...
Do you want him to be doing this if he's supposed to be the number one wide receiver at Notre Dame?
I want him to be focused 100% on football, Randall, of course.
I know. I'm glad he can do that.
Like
but
us, well, what if you'd get signed to some other podcast that would be able to pay you money? I mean, I'd be happy for you.
Oh, well, I might have to start telling you, sharing some information with you. like that one joke, trying to say, oh, some other businesses. Well, never mind. I'm not even going to mess it up. I'll look it up and tell you later because I don't want to screw it up.
Okay.
But it was about job offers. But just me being the selfish football fan, I wanted to focus on football. But glad he was able to do that. Obviously, his dad plays baseball. But I think he'll be fine. He's been playing baseball already, and it seems to be going great.
I just have bad
memories of Corey Robinson.
I don't know what this means, but on his Twitter page, Torrey Hunter, his profile picture is of him in a football uniform holding the football after catch, presumably. His header image, however, is him standing with arms spread with his Notre Dame baseball uniform on, a football in one hand and a baseball in the other, and a baseball hat.
Nice. Well, it gives him options, let's put it that way.
Yeah, good for him. He's a gifted athlete.
And he did sign with the Angels, by the way, so.
Okay. Are they the team from Kansas City?
No,
it's Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I want to do some more research, see how that all works, if he can actually get paid, just how everything works with that.
All right, so let's move over. Let's talk about the commits now.
One more guy that's getting paid is Will Fuller. Obviously, he was drafted. We all knew he'd sign, but he did sign with the Houston Texans this past weekend. It's a four-year contract with the option of a fifth year. That's how a lot of the rookie contracts are, but it's worth $10.1 million and has a $5.5 million signing bonus, and the first year he's making about $1.8 million, so happy for him. I think he was actually one of the last first rounders to sign with the team, but it is done, and it looks like they're excited to have him.
Do you know how their team looks?
The Texans?
The Texans at wide receiver.
Well, they obviously have DeAndre Hopkins there as the number one wide receiver, which I think is a good fit for Fuller, because Hopkins can be that number one guy, and then you can have Fuller obviously run
with
down
huge,
the field
huge, yeah.
with his speed.
The attention on,
One Houston newspaper was actually saying his 40 was under 4.3. It was like 4.2 something. So I'm not sure where they came up with that, but they're excited about his speed, and one of my buddies is actually a big Houston fan, and obviously the Colts rivals. But he's excited about the team there. They obviously have the new quarterback, Brock Osweiler from the Broncos, and they'll have one of the top defenses. And so they're shaping up to be a pretty good team. I think Will Fuller landed at a very good spot. And
what's their quarterback situation like?
Brock Osweiler from the Broncos.
Okay.
Nick Martin is a center there, and he's actually doing pretty good. I don't know if we'll get a starting job, but he's actually doing pretty good, and they're very impressed with him. So.
Okay. All right. You ready to talk about the commits now?
Sure. Notre Dame continues to add commits to the 2018 class. Kind of a surprise to add two guys in the same day, but they are twins, Justin and Jason. Their last name is going to be fun to pronounce. This one we got to figure out how to pronounce, but I don't even know if I want to start. Ademilola.
Ademililo. At the end there.
Sounds good. Can you say that again? Can you say that twice?
We'll just call them the twins.
Okay. The twins. But they're in the 2018 class. They came out to Notre Dame for the lineman camp and ended up getting an offer while they were there, and they committed the same day. But they already knew they liked Notre Dame. They actually went to the high school where Brandon Wimbush is from. And I suppose one of them made a comment earlier that if Notre Dame would offer, that's where they would want
to
go.
Had they both agreed they wanted to go to the same school?
I can't tell you for sure, but obviously they wanted to. I think they were kind of a package deal, but I can't tell you for sure. But they do play different positions. One twin is actually quite a bit bigger than the other one. Let me get it here. I had it written down.
I've got it right here. They're both 6'3", but the Justin, the linebacker, is 230 pounds, and Jason, the defensive end, is 285 pounds.
Yeah, and so some guys even have Jason like defensive tackle. Justin, could be a defensive end, but they still do have 2 years of high school left. They still have some growing to do, and right now it looks like linebacker and defensive end, but it'll be interesting to see where they'll be at once they actually get to Notre Dame. But they're both 4-star recruits, and definitely a big addition to the Notre Dame 2018 class. They're joining Jerkovic and Marquise Stepp. So those guys were on campus as well, so they all got to hang out. They were impressed that Marquise just came up from Indy just to hang out. Obviously he's not the lineman camp, but he came up to hang out. And very excited about that. Yeah. Now, question for you. The Turning Point had asked it on Twitter today, but do you know who the last twins were to play at Notre Dame?
I was going to ask you that. I was just thinking about it.
I beat you to it.
I don't know.
Well, my guess would have been the Atkins brother.
Okay. Yeah.
George and Josh. But Austin and Bailey Ross were actually the last twins to play at Notre Dame. Both walk-ons. They're both running backs. But Austin and Bailey Ross were twin brothers that were at Notre Dame. Since the Atkinson brothers.
I would have forgotten that they were twins, the Atkinson brothers.
Yeah. So it seems surprising, right? At first you're like, oh, twins. But actually it's not that unusual at Notre Dame the last couple of years. So. The only other thing I had, the offensive line camp that I mentioned, was this past weekend, and actually Nick and Zach Martin were both there, and Chris Watt, so they were all three of them were there helping out with the camp. I'm pretty sure that players were excited to see them. Here's three guys that are playing in the NFL that were just at Notre Dame the last couple years, and obviously want to follow in their footsteps, so I guess we'll have to wait and see how much of an impact it had on the players.
All right. If you guys do want to get join the conversation, get updated information, you can join the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net. I did update or upgrade the server that we were on, and so it's quite a bit snappier. There's no bugs that I know of, and it is mobile responsive. And there's also a chat there. So it's forums.irishsportstalk.net. Head on over there and check that out. Randall does a good job of entering in topics, news topics, and I will at some point begin doing more as well.
It's kind of dead this summer. Obviously not a whole lot of stuff happening, but it's still fun to talk about football and discuss things. Hey, we're getting close. We're down to, 69 days?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, when we started the 100-day countdown to kickoff, it seemed like it would be an eternity to get through each of those guys. But yeah, we're crunching down there and getting close to the halfway point.
I actually think it's almost going fast since we're doing this countdown, because it's all of a sudden, we got to do another 5-minute podcast.
I know.
And so So it's fun to do, but it makes the time go faster, it seems like. So
true. Thank you guys for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.